Amen. Well, hey, you guys seem to be pretty astute, but I would assume that you guys have noticed that our world is getting more and more evil. Have you noticed that? I mean, it's just getting every week. It just seems like you come across something else. It's just like, wow, just when you think you couldn't top that one, here comes another evil. Now, on the one hand, as students of the scripture, we shouldn't be surprised because that's actually a sign from God that we're living in the last days. It's the Bible prophecy sign, the rise of wickedness. We're not condoning it, but God told us in advance that the closer you get to the return of Jesus, it's going to get more and more wicked. But I'm telling you, evil is everywhere. It's like you got to walk around in life with a blindfold on or something. And I'm talking, it's not just on TV, it's in the government, it's in the school system, it's in the media, and even in the music. In fact, I'm going to just have to put out a disclaimer. For those of you parents that are still in here and didn't go to the cry room, if your kids are here, you better put your hands over their ears. I came across the most evilest song I ever heard in my life. Oh, we're in the last days, folks. This is straight up devil music. No, just let's take a look. Watch this. I shut off. I can't take it anymore. My ears are bleeding. That's just sick. That is gross, man. I don't know what's more evil, that devil music. Or you guys getting excited about it, man. Are you kidding me? That's just, whoa, wow. I'll tell you what. But, man, that's talk about evil sound. Now, as demonic as that sound was, folks, believe it or not, it's close. But I think I found an even worse sound than that, okay? And I call it the sound of silence coming from the church when it comes to Bible prophecy. And the reason, frankly, is called for what it is. That's evil. That's wrong. That's demonic, dare I say, is because people never hear about this horrible time frame that is coming to our planet called the 7-year tribulation. God wrote it in there because he wants people to know about it, and we need to let them know, okay? The Bible says that is an outpouring of God's wrath for 7 years nonstop on this planet. People need to know that. They need to be forewarned. They also need to know that there's a way out through Jesus Christ. Why would you keep silent on that? Okay, Jesus, again, in Matthew 24, said it's going to be a time of greater horror than anything this world has ever seen or will ever see again, and that unless God shortened that time frame, the entire human race would be destroyed. People need to know about that. But again, as we've been seeing, God's not just a God of wrath. He's a God of love as well, and that's why he gives us so many warning signs when it gets close, signs that the 7-year tribulation is just around the corner. Praise God, we leave at the rapture prior, but still, we don't know the day nor the hour, but God lets us know it's getting close, and that's why we're going to continue our study, the final countdown, tribulation rising. Well, we ain't watching that again, no way. Final countdown, tribulation rising. Talk about devil music. All right. Now, we've already seen the first two signs that the 7-year tribulation is getting close. According to God, right, we're not being date setters, but he gives us signs it's getting close. And that was, of course, the Jewish people and the Antichrist. And then we saw the last 10 times, the second sign was modern technology and the AI invasion, okay? And what we've seen is the first 6 future prophecies concerning the rise of modern technology and artificial intelligence, letting us know we're living the last days, okay? And what we saw, that there was the increase of travel was the first one. Then we saw the increase of communication was the next one. Then the increase of global distribution. Then the increase of electronic transactions. The increase of electronic markings. And then the last 3 times was the increase of electronic monitoring. And what we're doing is taking a look at the Big Brother society that the Bible says has to come onto the planet, because the Bible says in Revelation 13 that the Antichrist and the false prophet are going to literally micromanage the planet so that they would be able to not only know what everybody on a global scale is doing, but whether or not they obey, and then they would have the ability to take that person out, i.e. they will be killed, okay? Now, we've already seen that for the first time in man's history, we've already got the first time the Big Brother system put into place, and that's the information system. Then we saw the second one was the satellite system, and then last time, if you were here, the third one was the camera system. We got Big Brother's eyes not only in the sky, we got Big Brother eyes on the ground, all over the place with cameras, right? Right now on the ground, and if you were here, we saw it wasn't just cameras, it was even audio recording, microphones, hidden microphones, in places you wouldn't even think of. They're out there watching you, recording you, whether you realize it or not. And we just started with the first two, the cities and the streets, okay? We are being monitored, whether we realize it or not, like it or not, monitored 24/7 with this Big Brother technology around the world today, okay? But that's not all. The third place that they're installing Big Brother cameras on the ground, okay, is in buildings. And folks, when I mean buildings, I mean just about every building you can think of. The Antichrist is not dumb. He's thought of everything, right? Because maybe you're going to run and hide in a building. You can escape. Mm-mm. He's going to find you there as well. And again, this is being done by and large in secret, hidden from us. And again, as we saw last time, that's exactly what the Antichrist machinery is going to do. So once again, let's take a look at that text there. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, let's revisit that passage and take a look at how the machinery of the Antichrist is going to be put into play. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, if you find 1 Thessalonians, what do you do? Hang on left, that's right. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8, let's go ahead and stand as we read God's holy word, right? But here's what it says there. Paul says, he says, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, what's that? That is the rapture that he's talking about, that part right there. He says, we ask you, brothers, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy or report or letter supposed to have come from us saying that the day of the Lord has already come. Now, again, as we saw before, the day of the Lord starts at the 7-year tribulation and then moves forward. So basically, in essence, what he's saying is the day of the Lord is the 7-year tribulation. Don't let anybody fool you saying that, church, you're in the 7-year tribulation. Do people say that today? Yeah, what's Paul say? Keep reading. Don't let anyone what? Deceive you. The church ain't going to be around in the 7-year tribulation. And anyway, for that day, not the rapture, the day of the Lord, the 7-year tribulation will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, is revealed. He's the man doomed to destruction. And here's what he's going to do. He's going to oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshiped so that he sets himself up in God's temple proclaiming himself to be God. And that's at the halfway point, the abomination of desolation. And then he says this, don't you guys remember this when I was with you? I used to tell you these things. He's shocked that they would actually fall for somebody saying, you're going to be found in the 7-year tribulation, the day of the Lord. He says, listen, and you know what's holding him back, the Antichrist, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the what? Not just the power, the secret power of lawlessness, it's already at work. But the one who now holds it back will continue to do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one, the Antichrist, will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. The second coming at the end of the 7-year tribulation, when the Antichrist and the false prophet get chucked into the lake of fire. But you may be seated if you can. But again, here we see the Bible says, Paul's talking about, he's comforting the Thessalonica church of a misconception. Frankly, a lie going around saying that Christians, oh no, we're in the day of the Lord. You're doomed. You're left behind. You're in. And Paul says, no, don't let anybody deceive you. That day, the day of the Lord, the 7-year tribulation is not going to start until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, is revealed. Well, when's he revealed? He's revealed Daniel 9:27 when he makes that covenant, that peace treaty with Israel. That's the event that starts the 7-year tribulation. He says, obviously, that hasn't happened yet. We leave prior. We're not going to be there, okay, is the big argument. But what I want to focus in on is he does mention something about the Antichrist that is already here, that is already going on. Now, the embodiment of the Antichrist, that's not here. He gets revealed at the beginning of the 7-year tribulation. But the machinery behind the scenes that he's working on is being built behind the scenes. Now, the key word there again we saw before was the word there, secret. It's the Greek word mousterion. Let's say that. Mousterion. Not one of you said that. because that's what I asked you to say. Let's say that. Musterion, okay, and it means something secret, something hidden from us, right? Okay, and that's exactly what is being done with this Antichrist Big Brother global surveillance technology that's being implemented, whether we realize it or not. The reason why we don't realize it or not is because much of it is being put into play secretly. It's being hidden from us. They're not telling us, but they're doing it. And again, we saw this not just with Big Brother Eye in the sky with the satellites, but Big Brother Eye on the ground with cameras, cities and streets we saw last time. And I'm telling you folks, in just about every building you can think of right now, they're being installed. I didn't vote on it. You didn't vote on it, but it's happening in secret, hidden behind the grounds. And I really think I know why. Because the Antichrist is secretly building this system to have this system in place in the seven-year tribulation so that when people try to run and flee, because he knows there's going to be resistors, not everybody's going to follow him. Well, how's he going to know? How's he going to hunt them down? How's he going to know who obeyed or not? He's building a system now to make sure you can't get away. There will be no place to hide. And see, that's what I think, unfortunately, a lot of people today. How many guys, again, have witnessed to somebody today as a Christian, and you witness to them and you tell them, hey, man, you got to get saved now. You don't want to be left behind. You don't want to go in the seven-year tribulation, right? You need to get saved right now. You need to accept Jesus, your Savior. And they'll typically come back and they'll say something like this. Well, I tell you what, if I see you Christians disappear all of a sudden, then I'll know that the rapture was true, and then that's when I'll get saved. Really? You need to respond like this, in essence. Excuse me, if you won't get saved right now, and it's relatively easy to do so, you mean to tell me you will when your head is literally on the chopping block? I don't think so. But see, this is what people are being conditioned to today. And dare I say, by those churches, those Christians or so-called ministries, okay, that are saying that the church is going to be in the seven-year tribulation. Because their focus is not on sharing the gospel until the rapture occurs. Their focus is on buying enough survival gear. Get out that bug-out shelter. You've got to somehow buy this piece of property out in the middle of nowhere. And because when the seven-year tribulation happens, you're going to be in there. And you got to make it to that bug-out shelter. You got to just hide and be the ultimate survivor. Some people are actually teaching that. But Paul, we just read, says what? Don't let anybody deceive you with that. No, how many times have we got to go through this? We're not in there. But again, this is what I think the Antichrist, he knows people are going to try to run and hide, okay? And he knows that they're going to try to escape. And again, you might be one of those people, unfortunately, say that I don't need Jesus. I don't need him. I'm the ultimate survivor. I've watched those shows, right? I've spent thousands of dollars. I bought my bug out shelter. I got this piece of property out in the middle of nowhere. You know what I'm going to do? And so if you Christians disappear and I find myself in that horrible time frame you've been talking about, then you know what? You know what? Okay, fine. Okay, they can see me in the cities and streets. I'll give you that one. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to hide out in buildings. Yeah, that's all I'm going to do. I'm going to hide out in buildings. I won't go in the cities and streets. They'll never find me. Really? You really think that? You really think that the Antichrist hasn't thought of that option? Folks, I am telling you, he has developed a system where there is cameras in just about, again, every building you can think of. Not coming, already here. And the first place, of course, is, believe it or not, in your workplace. Oh, they're everywhere. And if you don't believe me, ask Sonia. And you can talk about that later, okay? But it's a good rationale. You know, in case somebody, you know, comes in and tries to shoot up the place. That's in the news, right? Not condoning it, but that's a rationale. Or no, just to make sure that you're a productive worker and you're not goofing off. Or no, just to make sure that you're handling, you know, the finances correctly. Or you're not trying to do something. You're not, just to make sure you're not spending 18 hours on social media when you're supposed to be working. We need cameras. That's the rationale. In fact, folks, it is happening all over in workplaces, whether we like it or not. And listen to the rationale. This is just one news broadcast exposing this. Watch this.
Some companies this morning are starting to monitor their employees more closely than ever. A recent New York Times article highlights the technology allowing your performance to be tracked in real time. Nick, good morning. I have to say, this kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies. But just explain the technology here. How does this work?
There's a lot of technology going on, but what companies are doing is they're tracking their employees when they come in, when they leave, when they take breaks. That's the sort of most basic level. A lot of companies are also tracking employees through apps on their phones. When they leave, they can be aware of where they go. And if they're in sales, for example, that can be very helpful. For other people, it can be creepy. Some companies are actually tracking all the sites they visit on their browsers, every stroke they put in there, you know, as they type it in. And then other companies are having real-time feedback on employees. So, for example, at Amazon, if you want to say something about one of your employees, employees and send it to a manager, either praise or criticism, you can immediately do that. And there's technology set up to allow you to do that. So it's constant monitoring all the time.
I mean, they're not putting a chip in the behind, behind my ear, right?
So nobody has gone that. But in due course, once the technology exists, it will be used.
You know what they call that in the industry? It's called soft disclosure. Little by little, you put it out there. You put a chip in you and monitor it. But it's coming. It's just to warm you and I up to the idea of the reality that they are building for us. But what was the phrase he used there? In the workplace. Not in prison. In the workplace. Quote, constant monitoring all the time. Okay? And again, they say, oh, no, don't worry about it. It's here for you. But listen to this. Every action, this is a direct quote, every action at your workplace is recorded in an information block with subtitles that explain the performed operation. And this, of course, helps track the actions of workers, especially when they're making critical financial transactions, or correcting or canceling a sale, or withdrawing money, or altering personal information. And again, they give a whole slew of the supposed reasons why you and I need to go along with this monitoring. Why do you need cameras in your workplace? Hey, to monitor the scanning of goods, selection of goods, introduction of price and quantity, because apparently you can't be trusted. Monitoring the input and output of operators entering passwords. You know, make sure you do that correct. Or monitoring and deleting and modifying existing documents. You know, you're not trying to hide something, are you? Or the monitoring of certain operations, such as financial statements or operations of cash. You know, because again, you might be stealing, and monitoring the moving of goods or the scrapping and counting of goods, the inventory, and monitoring the control in the kitchen of fast food restaurants. Haven't you seen what's the latest thing? People are going into grocery stores and restaurants and are spitting in food. We can't have that. So we need to monitor you like a rat. Okay, I'm not condoning that, but they say that's why we got to do this. Monitoring the change in settings of reports and other official functions. Let me translate that all for you. Call for what it is. It's basically monitoring you at all times. Whatever your rationale is. And that's what the news guy said. Constant monitoring where in the workplace at all times is what is. It's not coming, folks. It's already here. In fact, listen to this. Each of these operations is transmitted with a description allowing the detailed monitoring direct, all the actions of the operator. And then it goes on. It says some systems allow the user, i.e. the employer or whoever taps into it, to search for a specific event by date, time, text description to evaluate operator behavior and predict deviations from the standard and record that behavior. So you're not just being monitored live, you're being recorded. And if they want to see anything you did possibly, it's just like a VCR, man, or, you know, that's show my age. It's a DVD player, okay? No, it's live streaming. That's right, streaming through, you know. You can back it up and see what they were doing days before. Being tracked in the workplace, okay? Everything you do, constant monitoring all the time, right? So if you find yourself in the seven-year tribulation because you think you don't need Jesus, big mistake. You need to get saved right now. You think I'm just going to go to work and hide out. They can't get me. They'll find you. They're already looking at you. They know exactly what you're doing. But that's just the first building. The second building they're doing this in is in schools. Schools. And they're not just doing it in schools, but man, they are conditioning the younger generations coming up that this is just normal monitoring behavior. Just submit to it, right? And one of the countries that are taking it to an extreme is, shocker, China. Watch what they're doing in their school system, right? And I'll just say this. If you're a student in China, basically it's this. You better be smiling the whole time. Watch this.
A high school in Hangzhou City, Zhejiang Province, located on the eastern coast of China, has employed facial recognition technology to monitor students' attentiveness in class. At Hangzhou No. 11 High School, three cameras at the front of the classroom scan students' faces every 30 seconds, analyzing their facial expressions to detect their mood. According to a May 16th report in the state-run newspaper, the different moods, surprised, sad, antipathy, angry, happy, afraid, neutral, are recorded on average during each class. A display screen, only visible to the teacher, shows the data in real time. A certain value is determined as a student not paying enough attention. A video shot by Zhejiang Daily Press revealed that the system, coined the Smart Classroom Behavior Management System by the school, also analyzes students' actions, categorized into reading, listening, writing, standing up, raising hands, and leaning on the desk. An electronic screen also displays a list of student names deemed not paying attention. The school began using the technology at the end of March, Vice Principal Zhang Wanchao told the paper. Zhang added that students felt like they were being monitored when the system was first put in place, but have since gotten used to it. On Sina Weibo, a social media platform similar to Twitter, one user from Beijing said, "This is more frightening than being in prison."
Yeah, already being put into place. In China, as we saw before, they're doing that to their whole society. But what's going on here? It's not just a prison. Really, what are they creating? An electronic prison. In fact, listen to what one of those students said this. Interesting choice of words. He said, since the school has introduced these cameras, it's like there are a pair of, quote, mystery eyes constantly watching me. Quote, I don't dare let my mind wander or speak about the government or anything of that nature. Oh, and by the way, did you see, it wasn't just, we're looking in case somebody all of a sudden whoops out a gun and tries to, they're just watching you, period. In fact, they're not just watching you to see if you even get out of line with your emotions. Not coming, it's already here. It's being implemented on people. It's crazy. Okay, but again, he used mystery eyes. That's the same word. Mysterion, mystery, secret, things hidden from you. You're being watched like a bunch of rats. Now, speaking of which, they call that the smart classroom. Now, we talked before, anytime you see the word smart, what do you supplant it with? Big brother. That's what it means. Smartphone, big brother phone. Well, we haven't got to that yet. Smart home, what is it? Big brother home. Smart watch, what is it? Big brother watch. Right? Smart classroom, what is it? Big brother classroom. They also have, they got the Chinese students wearing these things called, guess what? Smart uniforms. And they have microchips in there, their GPS tracking capabilities, so that they can track the students who mandatorily have to wear these smart uniforms. But see, there's one downplay with the smart uniform. You could eventually, I guess, just take it off, and there goes the chip monitoring. But, or maybe that's the game. Get you used to, like they said, they've gotten used to this now. Get used to those chips on the outside of the uniform, and, well, how about just put them on the inside? If you don't think, folks, that's coming, that is coming, okay? They also, listen to this, and I'm not making this up. This is their term, not mine. The Chinese regime has championed a nationwide system, not even just in their schools, of security cameras. Here's their word for it. They call their system, I'm not making this up, Skynet. Check it out. It's in print. They call it Skynet, that uses facial recognition and other artificial intelligence features to gather personal information on passerbys in real time. Quote, with plans to cover the entire country by 2020. Have fun trying to run and hide in the seven-year tribulation in China. You ain't going nowhere. Okay, you need to get saved and avoid the whole thing. But it says there is so bad, this constant monitoring. Listen, people have had their dogs taken away for not being on a leash. Because they're watching everything you do. Announcements are being made on public transit to, quote, not misbehave, or their social score is going to be affected. And, of course, don't ever talk or complain about the government. But, hey, it's a good thing. That's only in Chinese schools. Folks, it's everywhere. And I'm telling you, kids are being conditioned that this is just a normal way of life. Okay, and I quote, in Britain, New Zealand, Australia, and guess what? Yes, unfortunately, the United States of America, CCTV is widely used in schools right now. What's the rationale? We've got to stop bullying. No, I'm not condoning that, but that doesn't mean you two wrongs don't make a right. But a bully, or no, a vandalism. No, we got to monitor people coming in and out of the, you know, the school shootings. It's almost like we've been set up. And then they go on to say, quote, where are they putting these? In the U.S. schools. They are putting cameras in hallways, parking lots, front offices, where students, employees, anybody come and go, in gymnasiums, cafeterias, supply rooms, classrooms. In other words, it's just like China. Except this is the United States of America. And listen to this, folks. According to the National Center of Educational Statistics, more than 80% right now in the United States of America, more than 80% of public schools, more than 94% of high schools in the U.S. are using security cameras to monitor the students right now. And it's doubled over the last decade. It's increasing. Okay? Oh, but that's just the second, you know, thing. Because you say, oh, I'm just going to run to my workplace and hide up. No, you ain't. No, I'm just going to run the school, and I'll just hide down the school, and they'll never... No. Folks, the third set of buildings, the Antichrist knows exactly what he's doing, is buildings in public. And folks, I'm talking about every building you could possibly think of. You try to run to a building in the seven-year tribulation, again, you need to get saved right now and avoid the whole thing. But if you think you're the ultimate survivor, I'm just going to hide out in some building, every building is being monitored. And folks, again, I'm talking about everything you can think of. You can't even go to a gas station. What's it say there when you're pumping gas?
Security cameras are watching you.
Everywhere. It isn't just there. Listen to this. Let me just give you a few places. Right now, we are being monitored in the public, wherever you go. Sporting events, restaurants, hotels, fast food chains, shops, grocery stores, restrooms, lounges, hallways, businesses, exits and entryways, about anywhere. Warehouses and docks, the loading and unloading areas, the reception room areas, the waiting rooms as well, the work environment we saw, customer interaction points, banks and ATMs. Because I'm just going to go get some money and head out. You ain't gonna make it to the bug out shelter, right? Including, listen to this, secluded areas such as parking lots, back alleys, even dumpsters have cameras on them. You ain't going nowhere. In fact, the cameras are so prevalent in all these different places, folks. That's just the cameras that they admit that you could technically see with your eye. If you look around, you go, oh, that's where it is. Oh, I'm in a 7. Oh, there's a camera there, and there. That's what you can see. But they're also installing cameras. What was the word there? Not just the power of lawlessness, secret, musterion, hidden, something hidden. There are so many hidden cameras in public, whether you realize it or not. And now it's become common knowledge. There's not just lawsuits, but there's other companies that are selling devices for you and I, the average Joe, to be able to scan our area and find not just cameras, but all the hidden cameras watching us. Here's just one device that you can buy. Let's take a look at that.
Now, more than ever, our privacy is under attack because there are tiny hidden cameras watching and recording us all the time, everywhere, even in our most intimate moments without our knowledge. These tiny cameras are found all the time in dressing rooms, hotel rooms, public bathrooms, apartments, locker rooms, and places you didn't think possible. The SpyFinder Pro puts an end to concerns of privacy invasion by instantly uncovering all hidden camera lenses which are spying on you. This easy-to-use, pocket-sized detector can go along with you anywhere. To use the SpyFinder Pro, look through the viewfinder while pushing the button on top to activate the 6 super bright LED strobe lights. These special red lights are specifically engineered to bounce off of the reflective surface, which all camera lenses have, no matter how big or small they may be. In a slow, sweeping motion, scan the room, looking at all surfaces until you are confident the room is clean and free from potential hidden cameras. Even if the camera is turned off, you'll clearly see that the camera lens is blinking back at you up to 45 feet away. Put a stop to the invasion of your privacy before it starts. Get your SpyFinder Pro now.
Now, why would somebody sell that unless there was a need for that? I mean, that's just common sense. And why would you need the SpyFinder Pro to, quote, find as many hidden cameras in public? She was in a hotel room. As you can. And did you see the examples of where some of these were hidden? The coffee cup? Speakers? The alarm clocks? Who knows where else? All secretly being hidden there. Where have I heard that before? The secret power of lawlessness is already at work. He's building this machinery, this big brother system, folks. Nobody is going to be able to run and hide. Now, frankly, if anything, this information, if you're not saved, it should draw you straight to the cross. Don't give in to this lie. As Paul says, don't be deceived. There is a way to escape that time frame. You need to take it, and that's through Jesus Christ. The church ain't going to be there. You need to get saved if you're not. But that's just the buildings. The fourth place they're installing big brother cameras on the ground is in transportation. And again, the Antichrist is not dumb. I really think he's thought of everything. And he's putting it into play. Because again, you might be that guy out there. Okay, all right. You don't need God. You don't, Christians, those are those wacky people. right? You're the ultimate survivor, and you and your best buddy, Bob, you just spent thousands and thousands of dollars. Not Bob Derry, it's a different Bob. You spent thousands and thousands of dollars on your bug-out shelter out in the middle of nowhere, and that's what you're going to do. Okay, yeah, yeah. So if I stay in the city, they're going to find me. If I stick around the streets, they're going to find me. If I try to hide in some sort of a building, they're going to find me. But see, that's our plan. That's why we bought that piece of property out in the middle of nowhere, because when the hammer comes down, we don't need Jesus. We're just going to jump in our Jeep and make it out there. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. The whole transportation system, folks, is not just being bugged. It's being loaded up with cameras. They're going to know exactly where you are. Cameras are being installed in just about every piece of transportation you could think of. And of course, the first one, and again, it's already there. And it's not just cameras. It's, again, microphones. The first area they're doing this is public transport. Watch what they're doing in England. It's mandatory now to buses and taxis. There is no privacy wherever you go. Let's take a look at that.
Big Brother is set for a ride in Oxford taxis. That is if local authorities have their way and install audio surveillance in every cab in the British city.
In Oxford, surveillance cameras everywhere. And now, in a city council scheme, taxis will become the latest targets of state bugging operations. Over the next few years, licensed cabs will be required to install equipment monitoring both driver and passenger.
It's a fact of life in towns and cities across the UK that you're being watched wherever you go, on the high street, in shops, on public transport.
Buses already have video and sound recording. Taxi passengers will be recorded too. And some, who fear for their security late at night, are reassured. Others see it as a staggering invasion of privacy.
There is always that sort of fear that, you know, oh, well, this taxi is like a prison.
That's the same word that Chinese student used. But this is in the UK with public transport. It's prison. I agree. It's an electronic prison that's being set up. Good thing it's just in Britain. Oh, you guys know the sarcasm too well. Folks, watch public transport here in the United States. Watch this. I'm just going to give you a few examples. A quote, in Montgomery County's buses, cameras do more than capture what they see. Many cameras also record what they hear. Not coming already. Maryland Transit Administration began audio recording in October on buses in and around Baltimore and hopes to expand that to about half of the agency's 700 buses by summer. In San Francisco, buses and trains have both audio and video recording, and the audio devices are always running. In Atlanta, transit officials are adding video and audio recording on buses and will put them on trains next. The stated intention of the system is to, quote, capture what people say. And the systems are always recording, being saved on the system's hard drives. And one person on that particular report had to say this: well, if you're not doing anything wrong, there's nothing to worry about. That's not the point. There's no privacy. What happened to private conversation? You ain't going to have a private conversation. They're going to watch you. They're going to record you, listening to everything you say, including a private conversation like, hey, Bob, come on, let's make it out to that bug out shelter. I'm on this bus. You got join me. Makes me cough too, Bob, when you think about it. You need to get saved. Don't fall for that lie, okay? You ain't going to go nowhere. This is the system that's coming, okay? But again, you might be thinking, well, hello. Okay, yeah, if I stay in the city, they're going to get me. If I stay in the streets, they're going to get me. If I try to hide in a building, they're going to get me. Public transport, buses, taxis, trains, subways, yeah. But that's just it. I'm going to use my own vehicle. You're starting to see a pattern here. Really? Really? You really think the Antichrist hasn't thought of that? Because, folks, the second area that is being bugged with cameras and audio is in private transport. Your own car isn't safe either. And many of these things are mandatory now. And I quote, this is a direct quote from an article. Did you know that you likely have a black box in your car that records information? Quote, I didn't either. They were made mandatory for all new vehicles as of September 2014, but they've been placed in vehicles since the 1990s. Did you know that? It's mandatory. And speaking of mandatory, remember it used to be an option? It was kind of cool. But see, that's after we got used to it. Now it's become mandatory on all vehicles to have rear view cameras. I'm sure it's not to watch things, is it? But here's just one report.
Well, it used to be a luxury. Now rear-view cameras on cars are going to be mandatory. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration issued the regulation today. Now all new cars, including trucks and buses, will have to have rear-view visibility by 2018. Consumer groups and families have been pushing for this for a number of years. They say too many people, more specifically children, are being hit in back-over accidents.
Yeah, no, those are great. I have those on my cars. Very handy.
Yeah, it was handy. It was kind of cool. When I wanted to choose to have one, but now you don't have a choice. Get you used to it, now it becomes mandatory. So any vehicle that has this system can be tapped into, by the way, and it becomes a monitoring device. Seeing somebody, of course, that would be going, well, that's just in the rear vehicle, right? They're not going to do the front one, are they? You know exactly where I'm going. Remember that other thing that everybody's just got to have now? In case there's an accident and somebody tries to lie about it. Or you want to create a YouTube channel with crazy things that people do while you drive. They're called dash cams, right? Everybody's got to have one of those. Those are cool, right? Well, folks, believe it or not, dash cams, there's already talk. But you know what? Let's just go ahead and make those mandatory too. So we have cameras on the back and the front of all vehicles. Wouldn't that be great? Watch this.
For Jenard Balagnev, February 13, 2016 is a date he'll never forget. On this day, on his way to La Union, this happened. Despite the brutality of the accident, Jenard made it out alive. But his problems were far from over. The AUV driver tried to point the blame on Jenard. Fortunately, there was an unbiased witness, a dashcam video that captured the whole incident. Thanks to the dashcam, a lot of he said, she said situations can now be resolved. For the longest time, motoring journalist James Deacon has been pushing for the mandatory installation of dashcams across all types of vehicles.
James, let's talk about your advocacy. Do you think dash cams should be made mandatory?
It eliminates so many problems on the road. I think it should just be a standard feature.
I smell a rat. You get us used to this technology, and then now you make us have this technology. But that one goes through, then guess what? Not just in the Philippines where they're being called for, okay, but now you're going to have every vehicle on the planet has cameras coming and going. And listening, by the way. But maybe it won't spread. Well, it already has. Listen to this. 72% of Australian drivers want dash cams to be mandatory. Right now. They want them. Just put them on there right now. And get this. Russia is currently the largest user of dash cams, where almost, quote, every vehicle is equipped with a dash cam. And here in the U.S., it's going even further. Apparently, there's people even in our own country who don't just want to have cameras on the back and on the front, listening, watching, monitoring the whole time, but they actually want to, quote, control the vehicle in case, of course, you do something to get out of line. And the first way they're pitching it is to parents. Parents, how many of you guys, that was that one weekend that you really got close to God, is when your teenager got their driver's license. Remember that? You prayed like you never prayed before, right? But apparently, if you just use this technology, you, the parent, can control the car. Watch this. Here's just one such device. There's a ton of them out there. Watch this.
This is your daughter, and she just got this. Oh, my God, my boy. But you've got Hum, so you can set this. And if she drives like this, you can tell her to drive more like this, because you'll get this. You can even set boundaries for her. So if she should be here, but instead goes here, here, or here, you'll know. So don't worry, Mom, because you put this in here. Hum by Verizon, the technology designed to make your car smarter, safer, and more connected.
Connected to what? To a system which basically uses cell phone technology, which is based on satellite technology, which basically covers the planet. To where you can not only have a vehicle that watches you coming and going with cameras and listening to you the whole time, but now you can control that camera. Maybe that's what the Antichrist will do. He'll just put out this order after he says, hey, worship me, I'm God. You know, the abomination of desolation at the halfway point. And people saying, hey, man, forget that. And he puts this parameter and you can't go beyond. Oh, you might make it to your Jeep, but you won't even get out of the driveway. All technology already here, all being put into place, not coming. You know, if that's you, and if you still haven't received Christ, if anything, what you need to do is this: run to Christ. Because you ain't going to be able to run and hide in the seven-year tribulation. Oh, and by the way, they also have another system that's been in place for years that they're using with cameras, and that's the cameras to watch the vehicles as they try to go to and fro. Okay, not just the cameras on the vehicles. Okay, and that's the technology called automated license plate readers or automated license plate trackers. And this is, most people don't even realize this, this is technology that's been around for a long time around the world, okay? And they're everywhere. Quote, automated license plate readers are mounted on police cars. They're on objects like road signs, bridges. They use small high-speed cameras to photograph thousands of plates, cars, per minute. And quote, the information being captured includes the license plate, the number, the date, the time, the location of every scan, and it's being collected and pooled into databases. In fact, not in Russia, but here in the United States, 71% of all U.S. departments use that technology. Did you know that? 71%. And they collect, store the data, again, of each license plate, as well as images, dates, times, even the GPS coordinates of the individuals they're tracking. All just off of your license plate. And every vehicle's got to have one of those. Even if you could somehow escape the camera thing, you all have to have a license plate, and they'll track you just on that. In fact, they're getting pretty sneaky about these automated camera readers scanning every vehicle that passes by. They're putting them in some pretty suspicious places, including some desert stuff that we have all over the place here in Vegas. Watch this.
Now the town of Paradise Valley is hiding cameras inside cactus.
These cactus have been popping up. Cactus cameras have been popping up throughout Paradise Valley over the past few days. And residents, they have no idea why. And the city doesn't want to talk to them about it.
Look close enough at the cactus as you drive through Paradise Valley, and you might see some cacti's looking back.
I've lived here for 30 years, and I had never seen cameras in a saguaro before.
And residents are curious what the cameras are for.
Your guess is as good as mine.
And I thought maybe when I stopped here, I thought maybe y'all knew what it was.
We asked Paradise Valley Police about the cameras, but they said they were not prepared to make a statement at this time. So we came here to Town Hall, where people were also hesitant to talk with us, saying they wanted to wait until all the cameras were installed. But eventually, the town manager did answer some of our questions.
The town is embarking on the installation of license plate readers.
Town manager Kevin Burke says the cameras run license plates of cars against a hot list database. If the car is stolen or the subject of an Amber Alert, police will be notified.
Including the person says, I don't need Jesus. You know, I'm going to get in my Jeep. I'm going to go to my bug out shelter. You ain't going nowhere. Even the cacti, do you like that? The cactus have eyes now. You're not going anywhere. But again, see, you're the ultimate survivor. You're the ultimate unfortunate, unrepentant resister. Just get saved now. Avoid the whole thing. Why do you resist? But you say, okay, fine. If I stay in the cities, they're going to get me. If I hang around the streets, they're going to get me. If I go in the buildings, they're going to get me. If I take public transport, they're going to get me. If I try to get out my bug out shelter to the Jeep and all that stuff, they're going to get me. But I'm just going to go on foot. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to run on foot. They won't be able to see me run to my bug out. Are you kidding me? They also have these things out there called drones. And I'm not even talking the military ones. The last two Christmases, did you know what one of the biggest, hottest items were? Drones. Everybody's got to have one, right? One of the biggest manufacturers of drones is an outfit called DJI, right? Most popular drone out there, okay? And it's made from China. Watch this. China is not only figured out how to monitor and spy on every citizen in their whole country, but they have figured out a way to spy on any and every person in any country who has bought millions of these drones. Everything's made in China. Watch this. The news is just now starting to report on this. This is wild.
The Department of Homeland Security says that Chinese-made drones could be spying on you and then sending the information back to the Chinese government. Michael Pillsbury is author of the fantastic book, The 100-Year Marathon, China's Secret Strategy to Replace America as the Global Superpower, and we're happy to have him on with us again tonight. Mr. Pillsbury, thanks a lot for joining us.
So, thank you, Tucker.
Is this a credible concern?
Yes, I think it is. What Homeland Security is pointing out is that these drones, and there's, by the way, there's up to 2 million now operating in the United States, 80% of which are made in China by basically one company. These drones all have hookups to the internet, and they go to servers in China. So every time you operate a drone, whether it's to look around the pipeline or check your ranch and see where the cattle are, all that feed is going back to China. And with artificial intelligence, if the Chinese want to, they can assemble a picture of large parts of America, what's happening with airline flights or crops or nuclear power reactors, anything they want.
Got to hand it to him. That was pretty sneaky. Isn't that wild? Just now coming out in the news. They can monitor anything in our country just with these drones, including somebody being foolish thinking that they can hide out in the 7-year tribulation, even on foot. Oh, and by the way, it's not just drones. We crack jokes about this over here in the United States, right? It's kind of a patriotic thing to say, it's made in America. But we say that because so much stuff is, quote, what? You flip it over and what's the little sticker say? Made in China. Folks, it isn't just the ability to tap into the drones, millions of them coming from China, giving the Chinese on the other side of the planet the ability to watch us here in the United States right now. It's way beyond just drones. Listen to this. 2 out of every 3 drones around the world, they're selling them around the world. Around the world are manufactured by government-controlled Chinese companies. And the consensus is that some of 75% of U.S. government security cameras, there it is, are made in China. Ooh, that's really sneaky. Because we joke about it again. Pick up any piece of electronic. You flip it over, where does it say? Made in China. Including not just the drones, it just said even security cameras. You know, all the cameras we've been seeing going in the businesses and the streets and the cars, and it's all made in China. All hooked up to the internet or some sort of ability to tap into. And this is why, I kid you not, this is current articles. Australia is, quote, freaking out over the number of Chinese cameras in their cities and including their military bases. Quote, Australian officials have determined that Chinese cameras are in their Army Forces Command, Air Force Air Command, Navy Strategic Command, and Army Special Operations Headquarters. And quote, the elephant in the room is the concern right now that Communist China can track Australia's entire military operation because they bought the security equipment from them. And if you're not paying attention, this is why it just happened, folks, recently. Congress just passed in our own country called the National Defense Authorization Act of 2019, which now prohibits cameras made by Chinese companies because they're concerned they're going to use them to do exactly what they're doing in all of Australia, and they're going to use it to surveil the whole country. And, quote, the commonality of all this is that these cameras all, quote, use the internet. Now, I'm not saying, obviously, that the Antichrist is coming out of China. Comes out of a revived Roman Empire. The scripture is clear about that. But it just so happens China, sneaky as it is, has created all these electronics, all these cameras, all these drones, and they're being sold all over the world, and they're all connected to an internet-based system. So then, therefore, if anything, they're laying the groundwork for an Antichrist figure to hack into and take over. That's the point. To where, unfortunately, if somebody makes the worst mistake of their life and continues to persist and say, I don't need Jesus, if you Christians disappear, I'm the ultimate survivor. I'm going to run and hide and bug out shelter. I stored up 500 pounds of lime and I got 800 packages of dried wheat. You ain't going nowhere. You just wasted your time, your resources. You need to run to Jesus and avoid the whole thing. Folks, this is the whole point that we're seeing, right? This is why Jesus said, when these things begin to take place, stand up, lift up your heads. your redemption draws near. The ability to micromanage the planet, to know and hear and listen what everybody on the planet of any country anywhere is doing, to watch and listen in, to record, to go backwards in time, figure out, find those people, give an order and take them out, that's already here. Revelation 13. The news for you and I then is we leave prior to all that. Amen. Praise God. So let's finish strong. We don't know the day nor the hour, but man, it's getting close, is it not? Let's finish here as a faithful bride, telling as many people, drop the bug out shelter, drop that 800 pounds of cornmeal, and turn to Christ. And again, I don't know your heart, but if you're here even today, and if you have truly not received Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, you better do it now. God's given you a big wake-up call because he loves you. And he wants you to be saved and rescued from his wrath that is coming to this planet before it's too late. Take the way out through Jesus now. Amen? Let's pray. Well, hi, this is Billy Crone of Get a Life Ministries, and I hope you were blessed with this study. But in closing, let me ask you one final question. If you were to die today, are you sure that you go to heaven and not hell? Before you answer that, let me share a couple things that the Bible says. Did you know that the Bible says that God is holy and that we are not? And the wages of our sin or unholiness is death? In other words, we deserve to die and go straight to hell and be separated from God for all eternity. This is the great cosmic dilemma. God, who is holy and we are not, how can we have a relationship with him? The two will never mix. Now, to make matters worse, we don't even want to admit this, even though God already knows he's God. And so God, out of love, gave us something called the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments were not something to just memorize or stick on your wall or give the appearance of being a religious person. The Ten Commandments were God's divine x-ray, if you will, into our heart and soul to reveal this truth that we need to admit. And that is this, that God is holy and that we are not. We are disqualified for heaven. So let's take a look at that divine x-ray that God's trying to get us to realize. The Ten Commandments, the ninth one says, you shall not bear false witness. That's lying. Okay. How many guys have ever told a lie? Raise your hand. Okay. Well, if you didn't raise your hand, you just did. You just told a lie because we've all done that. Well, that makes us a liar. Another Ten Commandment says that you shall not steal. Don't ever take anything without permission. How many of you guys have ever done that? Well, you guys already said you're a bunch of liars. All of our hands should have went up on that one. If we're being honest, God already knows. Folks, we've all taken something. We've stolen something, right? That makes us a thief. Another Ten Commandment says that you shall not use the Lord's name in vain. He's not just holy. Even his name is holy. Hey, folks. Let's be honest, if you can believe it, even the name of Jesus Christ has been turned into a common cuss word. Well, the Bible says that's a sin of blasphemy. Now we're a blasphemer. The Bible says you shall not commit adultery. And Jesus said, here's his standard. Even if you look at another person with lust in your eye, you committed adultery in your heart. Wow, so now we're an adulterer. The Bible says you shall not murder. And you might think, well, hey, at least I haven't done that one. Really? Again, the Bible says that the sin of hatred, wishing somebody was dead, okay, that's the same thing. It's akin to the sin of murder. It's just you pulled the trigger in your heart, but God sees the heart. Hey, folks, that's just 5 out of 10. How are you doing? You still think you're going to get to heaven on your own? You still think that you're qualified, that you're holy like God, and you could bridge the gap and have a relationship with him forever? I don't think so. I mean, what did we just see? You're going to stand before God, and so am I. We all are. And we're going to have to give an account for who we are. Hey, God, let me in. I'm a liar. I'm a thief. I'm a blasphemer. I'm an adulterer. I'm a murderer. And the scripture is very clear, folks. Such people as these will not inherit the kingdom of God. We're in trouble. But folks, here's the good news. The Bible says that if we would just admit that, that's the first step. To admit that God is holy, that I'm not, I'm disqualified for heaven, I need a Savior. If we would admit that and then ask for the Savior to save us. That's what God was doing with Jesus. God gave us his son, Jesus Christ. He took the death penalty in our place so that we could be completely forgiven of everything we've ever done and be made holy through Jesus so that we can now have a relationship with God both here and now and forever in heaven. We can become qualified. The word that the Bible uses is a word called pardon. That God is willing to pardon us of all of our sins and crimes that we've committed against him and disqualified us for heaven. right? And we've actually seen this work in real life. For instance, there's been people who have committed crimes, gone to court, the gavel's been passed, the judge has said, hey, listen, we all know you're guilty, you even admit you're guilty, and for your crimes, you're going to not just jail, you're going to await in jail to go to the death penalty. And did you know that there actually is a way that somebody could get off of death row? It's called a pardon. The one in the authority, the governor, can grant what's called a pardon for that person's crimes, and they literally can go free. Not because of something they did, because the deeds are already done, you can't undo it. Not because of they tried to clean up their act while they were stuck in the jail cell, because that doesn't change anything. But simply out of mercy, the person who has the authority can give them a pardon, and they can go free. And did you know it's actually on historical record that there have been people who have been granted a pardon from the death penalty, and they've refused to take it. And so even though the offer was there to be set free, they themselves still had to go to the death penalty. Folks, in a nutshell, that's what God's doing every single day with all of us this side of heaven. While you still have breath, you still have an opportunity to receive God's pardon. He's willing to forgive you of all your sins if you would just receive his pardon through Jesus Christ. Again, that's what he was doing on the cross. The cross was the death penalty of the day. But since we weren't there, and since we can't earn it, it's a gift from God, you have to receive that by faith. Reach out even today from your own spiritual jail cell, if you will, and say yes to Jesus and God's pardon so that you could be set free and go to heaven. The Bible says that if you will confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the grave, you will be saved. Hey, folks, if that's you, don't delay. You may not even have tomorrow. Today could be your last day. Please accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Confess with your mouth he is Lord. Believe in your heart that God has raised him from the grave. And the Bible says you will be saved. Well, this has been Billy Crone of Get a Life Ministries. If there's anything that we could do for you, our information and number will come up here shortly. And please don't hesitate to contact us. But remember, I hope to see you in heaven. God bless.